Ladies and gentlemen of the Chikarmi, Chikara fans, all you fine, delightful people out there, this is PJ Drummond. First off, I want to apologize for there not being a podcast last week. What you will hear here is part of a podcast with one half of the Young Bucks, Matt Jackson. And what happened was, as we were recording the podcast, I received a number of urgent phone calls from my girlfriend because she had just been rear-ended while driving home from school. And she's fine. No one was hurt or anything like that, but, you know, damage to the car. And this had followed us already going through a situation where we had found our car damaged, taillight broken and everything like that after, you know, a kid had accidentally ran into it with his bike and he left a note and everything like that. But then we've just been going through a situation where the parents are being less than cooperative and making it very difficult for us. So having another accident piled on top of it, paying for insurance, deductibles and all that good stuff has made us a little bit crazy. So the podcast with Matt got cut short, and as I had to go run and help her. But so you'll hear only a shortened sort of podcast here with Matt. And but the next episode next week, I am recording a podcast with both Matt and Nick Jackson, so we can kind of pick up where we left off, but also get a little bit added bonus of having both of the Jacksons on the podcast with me. So thank you guys very much for listening. I appreciate it. Without any further ado, here is the real intro and all of that good stuff and my partial interview with Matt Jackson. Thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Chikarmi, Chikara fans, well-wishers, and do-gooders all around, welcome once again to another edition of My Breakfast with Chikara. And we've gone transcontinental for this edition of The Breakfast, and I am joined today by one half of your current campeonatos, I believe. Yes, campeonatos de parejas.
There you go.
Yes, he is high flying, and he is the one and only Matt Jackson. Matt, how are you doing?
One half of the best looking tag team in professional wrestling. Actually, didn't mention that in the intro, but that's okay. I have the better hair of the two. I actually grow better facial hair. My brother doesn't grow any, so that's not really something to brag about. But
your brother does have the finer. He does have the finer hair, in the sense of, like, in a literal physical state.
Right, and I'll give it to him. He's a little more athletic than me, but that's okay. I mean, I'm obviously the better talker of the two. He'd be here if that was the case. So that's okay. So, yeah, there you go. Let's move on with the show.
Okay. All right. My apologies for I obviously not wanting to cause derisiveness. I of course did not throw out my opinion on the better looking aspect of your team. So, but
no problem, man.
Good deal. Okay. Good to be informed. Good to be informed at this time. So, I mean, like we mentioned, you and your brother, champions once again. Not a very new feeling for you guys. You've been champions.
Right.
All over the place.
This is what we do, you know. I mean, we go to wrestling companies, we win titles. Make no mistake about it. That's what we did. You know, at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, we were the longest reigning champs of all time. I mean, record was probably hold till the end of the day. Here we are at Chikara now, and what can I say? This is what we do. I have a child from professional wrestling. My brother is a homeowner. Mm-hmm. You know, we're professionals. We're not a couple of guys that just pretend and, hey, I want to be a little weekend warrior. And, you know, no, we do this because we pay our bills. And we're the best at it. So, yeah, so this isn't something that, you know, oh, man, let's just go body slam a couple people, Nick, and I'll drive an elbow off the top rope. No, man, we are professionals. We're professional killers.
Killers? Wow.
That's what we do, man. We throw super kicks. We kick teeth on people's throats. And we're the best at it. There's no other team like us. And, I mean, Chikara has just seen the beginning of what's going to be a very long run.
Wow. I mean, did you and your brother set your sights on Chikara? Was there a particular sort of – or is it more just another step in your general reign of dominance.
I mean, make no mistake about it. It's a great wrestling company. They've got some of the best wrestlers in the world. Not on our caliber. I mean, they're good wrestling. There are good wrestlers in Chicago. There's good wrestlers around the world, but there's very few that are unique. And that's what we are. We're unique wrestlers. You know, I don't care how good these guys are. The fact of the matter is a lot of these guys, they dress up in their little costumes, or, you know, they do a couple shows a month. But, you know, we do this every day of the week. And you know, we're traveling cross country. We're winning titles all over the place. Chikara, yeah, sure. It's definitely a place I'd like to, you know, check out one of these days. That's where it first started out. But now that we've been wrestling here, we've seen the competition. It's a fun place to work. So, I mean, we're enjoying it. But like I said, there's only a few elite wrestlers in the world. And, you know, we're searching for them.
Well, I mean, it's plainly obvious you guys have searched far and wide. You're well traveled, as you mentioned.
Right.
I would assume with the exception maybe of Antarctica, is there a continent you have not hit yet?
You know, I'm trying to get someone to set up a ring in Antarctica. I think it'd be really cool. If you had the right wrestling gear, you might have to wear a thermal suit to wrestle. But I think it'd be a pretty interesting wrestling match. Every other place, I'm pretty sure I've conquered. I've got a lot of stamps on my passport. You know, they had to add pages long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're on planes all the time. Like last year, I think I was on an airplane more than I was on the ground.
Wow.
You know, me and Nick, we're professional travelers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, Nick will make the mistake of checking in a bag, and then I've got to wait over that baggage claim for 20, 30 minutes. And I've tried to explain to him carry-ons only. It's like a rule. You never check a bag, Nick. You know, but I'm teaching. You know, I'm teaching him along the way. I'm a little bit older. I'm a little bit wiser than him.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I being a foreigner in my own way, I'm well versed in travel as well. What are your sort of cardinal sins when it comes to traveling? Obviously, you mentioned not checking your bag, but aside from that,
right? You never check a bag.
Right.
Just never. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You always want to bring your own food because if you eat that awful airplane food that the peasants. That they're cooking right there, and they say, "I mean, that's disgusting." Like, I don't know anybody who does that. Don't eat the food that they divide on planes because that's just gross.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own pillows and blankets. All these filthy people that fly on these aircraft. I don't know what they've been doing all day, man. It's ridiculous. Like. Sometimes I bring those little painter's masks with me because everybody's coughing all over me. I don't know if I'm a little OCD. It's just a little gross. You see all these babies, these dirty babies that are brought on the flight. And I have one of my own, but my daughter's beautiful. She's clean. She's always smelling great. But some of these families that walk past me, I just have to look the other way. It's just a little disgusting, man. So those are just a few of the things I look out for when I'm traveling.
Right.
Never show up too early before a flight. You don't want to sit there at the gate like a mark, watching everybody just staring at you. I mean, people look at us. You know, we look a little bit different. I mean, come on. I've got these ridiculous sideburns. I'm jacked for one thing. And me and Nick look like stars. So, you know, we get a lot of attention and unwanted attention. So don't show up at the gate too early. Don't be a dork.
Okay. All right. I must admit, out of that list, I'm rather impressed that you're still able to travel on airlines that serve food. I don't think I've gotten an airline meal in years.
Well, when you're flying first class, bro, everywhere you go, that's what they do. They serve you these meals. And I don't know, man. One time I had it, I was sick the entire flight. And it's just disgusting. Bring a bag of peanuts. If you need to eat that often, if you're that gross and you have to eat that often, bring some trail mix.
If you're that gross that you have to eat?
Right.
Wow. That's a scathing statement to make. Eating seems rather essential.
Well, I mean, come on. Every couple hours, you can wait a little while.
True.
Grab a quality meal when you land in your city to drink it, too.
All right. Fair enough. What's your feeling on the those full body scanners? Do you feel they're invading your brain?
Ridiculous. I hate them. You know, really? I don't know if I'm paranoid. Like, oh, you know, this thing is going to, you know, be cancer or something. So I do think that, and it's an invasion of privacy. You know, everybody always sends me and my brother through those things, and they always let these other, you know, like the old people ride on through the regular ones. But as soon as they see a couple of good-looking dudes that they can see in the butt, you know, I'll send those guys. Those guys are good looking. Let's see what they have underneath those clothes. That's how I feel, man. It's an invasion of privacy, and quite frankly, I'm tired of it. You know, like I said the word a couple times before, but it's just gross.
Yeah.
You know, and
sure.
I think everybody feels the same way about that. We can all agree on something.
I mean, sure. No one wants to. No one wants to be on display like that, unless you know they're fully comfortable with it and everything. But
right, and then they have you throw up the diamond cutter. You know, they have you have your hands up in the air like that, like I'm some type of dweeb, like I'm some type of mark doing DDP yoga or something. You
really?
Know? Come on,
you throw up the diamond cutter.
They make you do the diamond cutter. Nick knows what I'm talking about. Arms in the air, like a shape of a diamond.
Wow. I admit I've never been through one, so that's...
Yeah, it's
interesting. They don't allow any other poses, possibly the Hulk Hogan one arm out.
You know, so far, the diamond cutter is the only one I've had to do. They also give me the old ponytail pat-down, and I think that's just an excuse to touch my hair.
It is rather impressive hair.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, I get compliments all the time. And I deserve those compliments. I take care of this. You know, I wash my hair 3 times a day. You know, so that's
really?
What's going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, now I've heard the opposite, that washing your hair every day is bad for it. It strips it of essential oils.
Oh, well, that's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, as a gentleman, see, my hair, unlike yours, does not necessarily grow down when it's long. It merely piles on top of itself.
Man.
Yeah. Plus, I'm going gray, so I.
Speaking of going gray, my wife pointed out my first gray hair a couple of weeks ago, and I've been obsessed with this thing, and you know, it's even hard for me to admit it on this podcast. But yeah, I've got my first gray hair. Mm. 27 years old. It's pretty embarrassing. I don't know if it's from stress from being at work so much, because I'm a workaholic. Like I mentioned earlier, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's something that I just swore it was something I never thought I would have to, you know, go through. Gray hair? What?
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I think I started going gray when I was 21, and I'm 32 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does make me feel better. Good.
Okay, good. So you had one, and I have, I can relate a story. A friend of mine, his girlfriend at the time, I go over to their apartment to hang out, and when I walk in, I just had my hair cut, and she looked at me, and she remarked, oh, I like your haircut. I like the highlights, too. And I just looked at her and was like, no, just gray.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a little life's funny moment.
Yeah, Took me down a notch. My current girlfriend.
Now I want to see a photo of this hair. I really do.
Okay. I will do my best to get it together for you and show it. Yeah. I mean, My current girlfriend claims to like it, and I do believe her.
She's lying.
I don't want to think that she's lying. Maybe she
is. I think she's being nice. But that's okay. We, you know, we don't have to do that. You know, as long as in our own minds it's real, then it's real in our own reality.
Yeah,
how I look at everything in life.
I mean, everyone has flaws, right?
Oh, well, me and Nick don't, but most people do, yeah.
You've got come on. You've got to have some flaw somewhere.
Well, I did mention the aforementioned gray hair that I had. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever struggled for anything?
You know, maybe when I was younger, but I don't know, man. I'm just so athletic, and as far as athletics go, everything I've ever wanted, I've achieved in that department. I was always a straight A student. I graduated 9 months early. I've been very fortunate. I've been blessed with a lot of talent, and so has Nick. And we're lucky, you know. But life brings you certain struggles. Mm-hmm. I think Nick and I are just better at achieving certain things.
Fair enough. You were mentioning sort of the philosophies that you live by. So what would you recommend to the fans that are listening of how to achieve their hopes and dreams?
It sounds cliche, but if you really want to achieve anything in life, you can. You just got to work hard at it. Nick and I mentioned we're talented and we were given this ability and we're athletic, but we've also had to work at it. We've had to practice, and I'm in the gym every day. It's just whatever it is, whether it's athletics, whether it's academics, your job, whatever. It takes work. You gotta focus, and you really gotta try. You can't just, go into something thinking, I'll go halfway. No, you gotta go, 100% on everything.
Sure.
And that's how Nick and I have achieved such tag team greatness. It's from the hours and hours in the gym, the hours and hours of jumping on trampolines and doing, tumbling in my backyard and washing my hair three times a day and getting a professional massage three times a week. Mm-hmm. I take care of my body. My body is my temple. I don't destroy it with drugs and alcohol. I pray daily and this is what I do.
All right. As a, you mentioned tumbling and everything right there. Did you and your brother participate in gymnastics or anything like that? Or
we did. We did. My sister was a gymnastics coach, and she kind of taught us early on, the fundamentals of all that, stretching. And since I started at such a young age, I've always been so limber and flexible. And I think that's really helped me out in my wrestling career. Knock on wood, I haven't really had any major injuries yet because of that. I think that's the main reason why. Mm-hmm. My sister taught us a lot of that stuff. And then a lot of the stuff we just kind of taught ourselves. We went out back and we went on the old trampoline and in the grass, or whenever we'd be at the beach, which was probably every weekend, mm-hmm. we'd practice our back handsprings. And also, I have my own Tumblr account that I write blogs on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice segue there and play on words. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Wow.
This is what we do, man. I've already done three of these earlier today. Okay.
Wow.
So, playing on words, that's just something that, that's something that me and Nick do all the time.
Sure. Sure. I've been around, I have had the pleasure to be around with you guys and the wit, that you guys have, your repartee going back and forth and things like that. It's not surprising given your abilities as a team.
Right.
Thank
you. That's a compliment. I appreciate it.
I try. I mean, I look, I can recognize, regardless of where it sometimes feels like some of your criticisms of your average person come from, I recognize talent without a doubt.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good of you to know that, mm-hmm. it's appreciated. No. It really is.
No problem. So was it, tag team wrestling, especially in the manner in which you guys participate, is it's rare these days.
Right.
Was that something that you guys always wanted out of your wrestling career, was to have that cohesive unit?
Yeah, we knew from day one we were going to be a tag team.
Okay.
As far as, if we had known what had happened to tag team wrestling as the years gone by, it's just, how it died off in the mainstream, it's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have said, well, let's probably go a different route. But
okay.
I don't know. Now that I'm in it, though, I don't even think I could ever have been a singles wrestler, because tag team wrestling is just the best wrestling in the world. I think it's the most exciting. I think it's got the most action.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as just all the other little things that people don't know about, like the traveling, I would never be able to do this alone, because, I don't want to say it gets lonely, but it's definitely one of those things where it's better to have a companion with you when you're on a 2 a.m. emotional red-eye flight crying to the movie Up. That's actually happened to me. I don't know why. It's it's like when you're on a red eye flight, it's so, there's an intimate dark setting, everybody's asleep, and you're kind of looking out your window and thinking, wow, you know, what if this thing went down? And and I've cried watching the movie Disease Because Up on one of those flights.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, tag team wrestling is definitely the best. And we obviously grew up watching the Rockers, the Heart Foundation, Demolition, you know, Strike Force, all those dudes. And then later on, we kind of fell into watching more of basketball during the Michael Jordan era.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back into wrestling during the TLC era with Edge and Christian and the Hardys and the Dudleys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've always loved tag team wrestling. It's what's brought us, you know, to like wrestling, and it's what brought us back to even love it and want to pursue it. So, yeah, I definitely don't know if I would have ever lasted even past 6 months being a singles wrestler. It's just
sure.
Too tough of
Now, watching those teams that you did when you were, you know, first getting into wrestling, what effect did it have on you the first, and your brother even, the first time that you actually saw Dragon Gate?
Oh, man, it blew me away. I think the first word I would use is intimidation.
Okay.
Because, you know, I never really watched too much of it until, and I don't really want to admit this, but whatever is the truth. I never watched too much of it until the day they approached us about coming out there. I mean, of course, I'd heard the name, and I've seen YouTube clips, but I never actually sat down and watched any Dragon Gate.
Mm-hmm.
I was still kind of fresh in the business, too. It was probably only, you know, in the business for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I watched the full match, and I was just, my mind was blown. I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like, I hope I can keep up with these guys. These guys are so fast. They're so athletic. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had confidence then that I do now. So, it was kind of one of those intimidating things. And then you go out there and you learn as you go, and you know, you get better along with these guys because they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you're watching the playback of the match you had, and you're going, wow, I'm having that match that I watched, you know, 6 months ago before I ever debuted here. And I'm doing that match now, and I'm hanging with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, and I mean, to this day, it's still one of my favorite styles. I don't think there's anything else like it. The world is, some of their tag teams are just insane, and Nick and I have really picked up a lot of what we learned and what we do so well now.
Mm-hmm.
When we, you know, in our days in Japan.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, you know, there are the standout members of that roster. You know, you've got Shiba, you've got Yoshino. As I blank on everybody's name right now, Ryo Saito and Genki Horiguchi and too many others to name. Was there anyone that you guys sort of saw as maybe sort of an unsung hero that never seemed to get much acclaim?
You know, at the time, I always saw something in Tozawa, and that was back when he was kind of going through his young boy stage. When we first got there, he's just this little really chubby guy that was a comedic wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
But I always saw some, me and Nick saw a lot of charisma in him, and we knew that he was going to have, you know, a big coming out eventually. And it's really cool to see the last, I'd say, couple of years, you know, he's really started to break out in character.
Mm-hmm.
People have seen what he's capable of. I mean, I don't think any of the guys get enough credit, because whenever you think of Japan wrestling, you always think of the big guy up there, which is New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Dragon Gate gets enough credit, because I mean, those guys work harder than any wrestlers on the planet. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people have really no idea what they go through. And I don't know how their bodies keep up with the style and the pace those guys go. I mean, the whole roster is a bunch of unsung heroes, you know. I think they all deserve a little bit more credit.
Gotcha. All right. I mean, yeah, their athleticism and everything can't be denied. And every time I hear that, you know, Shima's had some sort of injury, I wonder, how is he going to be able to keep doing the things that he does? But he's inhuman.
He is, man. I mean, one of the first tours we went out there, he had a broken neck. And you can tell he's in so much pain. And, you know, he's just telling us, oh, no problem. My neck just hurts a little bit. And then one of the other guys would tell me, no, he's got a broken neck.
Wow. Recently doing a podcast with Portia Perez, I posed a question to her if she ever expected to be traveling as much as she does when she first got into wrestling, and she stated emphatically, absolutely, she couldn't fathom why people would would possibly get into wrestling without the possibility to travel. Is that sort of what you were expecting when you got into wrestling?
Oh, man, like, I don't know how people, you know, expect to just get in the business. And, you know, like, I have friends even in the business that wrestle once a month for a certain big company that, you know, wrestles in their, or that holds shows in their city. And they wrestle that one time a month. So they wrestle 12 times a year. It's like, I go up to them, I say, well, I mean, you can risk the injury, you know, what's the point of this? Like, like, you're going to do this, you better go full scale with this thing, you know? And I mean, it just hurts the guys like us that are trying to make a living, because those are the types of guys that'll wrestle for a hot dog, you know, and a can of soda. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I are trying to, you know, like I said, he's trying to pay his mortgage, and I'm trying to feed my daughter. And you know, this is what we do. And these guys are the ones that are just doing it because it sounds fun, you know. So yeah, it's really it. I don't want to say it makes me sick to my stomach. I will. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Wow.
When I see these dorks taking up the room in the locker room for the true pros like us.
All right. Wow. So, you know, you mentioned how much you guys wrestle, and it's true. You guys are all over the place. What do you do when – do you ever not wrestle?
When I'm not wrestling, I'm with my family. I'm a family man. I'm, you know, like right now, for example, I'm at Disneyland with my wife and daughter, and you know, I hang out with them. I'm close to my parents. I hang out with my parents. I hang out with my brothers. You know, Nick and I are a tag team, not only in wrestling, but in real life. You know, we're best friends. Mm-hmm. And I got another brother, Malachi, you know.
Sure.
That I talk to and hang out with. I've got an older sister who has kids. You know, I'm an uncle. I'm a husband. And I'm a father. I'm a son. Yeah, you know, I'm a normal dude. I'm big into working out. I do the CrossFitness. I do that. I do CrossFit about 5 times a week right now. So I'm obviously busy with that.
Okay.
But I mean, being a father is really taking up most of my time, just raising my daughter now. That's pretty much all I do besides wrestle.
All right.
I don't really have a lot of hobbies. And not sleeping, too. I don't sleep at all. So.
I can't imagine you would with a schedule like that.
Yeah. It doesn't happen. It really doesn't. I'm becoming a zombie.
Oh, dear.
It's kind of catching up. That's all right. It's all right.
Wow. Wow. Well, so I've never been to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World multiple times. What's your favorite at Disneyland?
Oh, man, there's just so much to do. It's so much fun. It's good for the kids. You know, I'm kind of seeing it through the eyes of my daughter now. My wife and I, we've been together for almost a decade now, so we've been going here all the time. We live a half hour from the park, so.
Okay.
We kind of got burnt out on it for a little while. I mean, we like all the everything here. I mean, I don't know. There's one thing in particular that I can point out. It's just the atmosphere. It's just fun. It's there are a lot of gross people though. There are a lot of gross people. Like there's a few that just walk past right here. I'm on the bench. Few just walk past me. But besides the gross, smelly people that have been out in Southern California heat all day, it's fun. You know, it's a good atmosphere. Everybody is nice, even though they are gross and stink. Very friendly people. The rides are fun. I just love watching my daughter's eyes light up